Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Christina back today with part two of Simple Comforts of the Soul. Part one, we talked about what the soul is and why it was important. We gave you some definitions of soul. Today, we're going to jump right in and talk about how we take care of our soul. Chris, anything from last time that we need to touch on before we jump in?
Just to remind everyone that when we talk about mentoring, we take the holistic approach. So we are physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, relational, professional, and or educational. And so today, as of last episode as well, we're focusing on the spiritual aspect because we were talking about the soul. And sometimes, many times I would say, the soul gets overlooked. We know how to care for the physical bodies many times, and that's always in the news or on YouTube. Hey, take this latest product or do this, and it'll help you physically. But I don't think we hear enough about how to actually care for the soul, which is the essence of who we are.
Right. So to reiterate, we talked about the soul being our mind, our will, and our emotions. It's the essence of our personality, of the person that we are. We talked about why it's important. Today, we're going to jump in and say, how do you take care of the soul? One of the things we talked about is our souls are constantly being bombarded. If you have a cell phone, through texts that take your mind, will, and emotions away, through information that takes your mind, will, and emotions to all kinds of different places. And so it's so important that we take care of the soul. So when the soul is given attention and cared for, we discover the things which are in our hearts. Because we're a mentoring podcast, we say that a mentor can help another person discover the things in his or her heart. Simply put, mentoring could be the strengthening the soul of another person. Do you go into your mentoring times with other guys with that thought in mind?
I have not. Now, not that I've neglected it, but I don't think I've been that deliberate in thinking I have the privilege and the responsibility to help strengthen the soul of this man today. So that's what doing this episode for me is doing. I want to go in to go, because I'm not going to have that guy do push-ups, right?
Yeah.
So what do I do? Well, I get to speak into his soul, his mind, his will, his emotions. Guess what? We may talk about his physical health at some point,
right. Or
his job or whatever, because we take the holistic approach. But man, if I could think about, I get to help strengthen another person's soul, the essence of who they are today. They're not going to forget that conversation.
Right. So, Chris, you're the one who had this idea for this podcast about simple comforts. What are simple comforts? Take us into this part of the discussion.
This is not the soul per se, but you know, there is something called soul food, comfort for the soul with kind of foods. It's usually unhealthy food from my experience.
So Which makes it so good.
Yeah, it's so good. I grew up with an aunt we talked about in the first episode, Aunt Peggy, an incredible cook, probably not the healthiest, but man, I loved going to her table. And not only you have good food, all and much more than you wanted to eat, but there was always dessert. And I can't describe it, but it wasn't just the food, obviously, but it's conversation with her. It's the atmosphere in her kitchen.
The whole experience. Yeah.
The whole experience. You felt known and accepted and desired to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I thought about this topic, I probably thought about it because my soul was tired. And I thought, man, I need some... My soul needs to be comforted. It needs to get some rest. Again, mind, will, and emotions. I go too fast, too much sometimes.
Mm.
And so I go, my soul is tired. And as my wife of many years, you know, you can tell when my soul, something's off a bit.
Yeah.
Like in the first episode, that movie illustration, you put the finger to the sky and go, something is not right. You may not be able to know exactly, but you go, something's not right. So I want to take some time to look at this.
We just want to address some ways to bring simple comfort to the soul. And this is not complicated. It's things that make you tick, things that are unique to you, things that bring you joy or fill your cup. These things will be different for every listener because your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. It's your personality. It's who you are. So we thought it would be fun to jump into some things that fill our cup, bring us joy, tick our boxes, so to speak. Chris, won't you give us some examples of how do you care for your soul?
So I will start off with my list. And if you want me to pause on one and we can talk about them, that's fine as well.
Sure.
So ways that I feel I experience my soul being cared for is a genuine conversation. And this would not be talking about the weather.
Okay.
It's not talking about sports or music. And I love music. But it's talking about a genuine conversation where I can process my thoughts and my feelings with someone.
Okay. And just like some random person, or what would fill your, a new person, somebody who's been in your life?
I hadn't thought about that. I would first say someone who knows me well, but not necessarily. I was in the gym last week working out, and no one else was in this fitness room but this young man and myself. And we began to talk. We'd never met each other before. We ended up with a genuine conversation. Now, he pretty much initiated it, which was a surprise to me. So was my soul ministered to that day? Was it comforted? It actually was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a surprise to me. But normally I would say, well, I want to have an appointment or a coffee date with someone that knows me and cares for me, and that conversation happens. But I was reminded last week, it could be a total stranger, as long as the conversation is genuine.
So that conversation helps strengthen your mind, will, and emotion, your soul, who you were. Give us another example.
A good meal prepared and shared with others, knowing other people are blessed by it. You and I love to sit around our dining table in our home and have other people, whether it's our family or friends. We sat around with a young couple last night that you had met for the first time. I'd met her for the first time, but we had genuine conversation. But it was around a meal. It
mm-hmm.
was around that setting. That doesn't maybe minister to the soul of some people, but it does me.
Yeah.
A good meal with deliberate conversation around the table.
Good. Give us another example.
Sitting next to a fireplace, being warmed while it's cold outside, or by a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to resonate with a lot of men. It's like, okay, it's cold outside. I'm glad I'm not out there, but I've got this little warm space and my body can just come down and relax. And you go, how does that minister to your soul? I actually don't know, but it does.
Yeah. Okay.
A good slow rain while taking a nap, watching a good movie while it's raining. Again, I'm inside. I'm just relaxed. Those things, yeah, really comfort my soul.
Would you say that these things, these are deliberate actions you're doing to take care of your soul, or these are things that you've resonated, or these things resonate like, oh, that's good for my soul?
I would say, unfortunately, and I can change this about myself, I tend to step into these situations
mm-hmm.
and find that it's comforting my soul, as opposed
right.
to being deliberate. I'm going to do this so my soul is comforted.
Yeah. I think that's a good point. Sometimes we stumble across soul care like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. This is exactly what I need. But how often, thus the whole point of this podcast, are we intentional about, okay, my soul needs some, I'm going to call my friend Shannon and we're going to go drink coffee and just talk about whatever comes to our head because I need some soul care. So that's the whole point of the podcast. So we're just giving you some examples that probably we both stumble into going, wow, that really helps my soul to be more intentional. Share another one.
I'll share. I think I've got three more on the list. And there is more than it's on this list. But sharing memories with people I care about around a kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe food has something to do with it, the soul for me as well. But no, when you share memories, I love doing that. It's just, especially with my siblings, when you have history with people,
mm-hmm.
that's something to my soul. Sitting by a lake or an ocean and enjoying nature.
That surprises me about you.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because you're not the nature boy.
No, but I do love outdoors. Now, I don't want to go camping in the wilderness for a week. That's not what I'm talking about, but it's the colors, it's the sounds. It's the ocean, especially. It has to be a big lake, I would say. Not a pond,
okay.
but a big
yeah.
lake or an ocean that is so much bigger than I am.
Okay.
And you go, wow, I'm really so small in comparison, but that's something God's allowed me to appreciate and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Something
that's
bigger
good.
Than myself. The color green, this sounds crazy, but the color green comforts my soul.
Uh-huh.
That's part of the reason I love outdoors. I remember being a 5-year-old kid in the doctor's office in the waiting room, and they had these beautiful plants. I'm 5 years old. No one talked to me about plants and the beauty of them. But I remember just thinking, man, those are beautiful plants. I felt comforted by the color in those plants.
Next,
now, someone's going, well, that sounds ridiculous. Well, maybe it is, but God's given us nature to really encourage us and comfort us. And then music.
That's that piece about you that's your uniqueness, that what makes you you. So that's so cool.
So someone may say, oh, I love the desert. Man, I love how everything is. We lived in the desert for a short time. I liked it okay, but I missed the green. Mm-hmm. And so I would say, no, probably the desert does not comfort my soul like it does some people. But music is one I had on my list. I can listen to music and it can change my perspective, my attitude. It helps me to dream. It helps me to imagine what can be.
What does music do for your mind, your will, and your emotions?
Music to my mind, it takes me to other places.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a song about this ship that I just love from when I was a kid. And I think about the ocean and I think about England and places like that. So it kind of transports me a bit. And it's not necessarily escapism. What it does to my emotions, it can make me really happy and excited, or I can be really reflective and actually I can weep from a song, depending on what the song is. My will, I would say, it motivates me. So with that said, I'm very deliberate in what music I do and do not listen to while I'm working out.
Yeah.
Or if I've got to clean the house or wash the car, I probably need something with some energy.
I love that. Everything about that is uniquely Chris Ellich. That's what feeds your mind, will, and emotions. That's who you are and how those things then restore your soul.
Because it's all about me, right?
Yeah.
All right. What about you? Some things that you know that my soul feels cared for with these things or experiences.
Right. So again, these things are, how do we care for our soul, our mind, will, and our emotions, that which is unique to us. It'll be different for all of us. For me, sitting in my backyard is a regular discipline that I do because it feeds my soul. Feeling the wind, even if it's hot and humid, something about being outside, something about watching the birds and the squirrels. I sound like a little old lady, but it just, I can be tired and stressed, and 10 minutes outside in the backyard, just, it's super helpful. Drinking coffee and reading. I sometimes go to bed at night thinking about waking up because I get to enjoy my morning coffee. It's a ritual that just speaks to my soul, my mind, will, emotions. It makes me feel comforted. I delight in the way coffee tastes and just the experience of that early morning ritual, which then pairs nicely with sitting in a coffee shop. I am an introvert and I like to be by myself, but I can do that very well in a loud coffee shop where I can just zone in to what I'm doing. And having all of that as the background white noise, that just fills my cup. I love it. Thinking about the future with our little grandson, Zion, that's an exercise of my mind. I dream a lot about thinking how he will be. I started to journal for him. He's now almost 15 months old. And I journal to him about, hey, this is the kind of man I hope that you're going to be, or I'm praying that you will be. That does something as an act of my will to engage thinking about him in the future. While I'm sitting in that backyard, I imagine different ways to make it look more attractive. So we put in a big retaining wall and a flower bed, and I think about I wonder if I added lights here or a basket here. I'm using my mind to imagine things, but it just fills me up. Being quiet and having a day to myself, two separate things. Being quiet, if I'm in the house by myself, I never listen to music, hardly ever, unless I'm cooking, and then I do. I love to hear the quiet. And we joke, Chris, if you're in the house, I may be alone, but it's not quiet. And sometimes when my soul is out of whack, when I desperately need balance, I desperately need quiet. It just does something to me.
Okay, I've never thought about that until now. So part of the humor in our marriage early on, you said, you'd ask me, what room are you going to be? Where are you going to be in the house? And I thought, right. what an interesting question. And what you were saying, whatever room you're in, I won't be. Right. And I thought, well, that sounds rude. But actually, you were needing comfort, restoration for your soul, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So part of that for you is being alone and having some quiet. So I had to laugh inside just a moment ago when you said you don't listen to music. The quietness ministers to you, but you live with currently two people, me and
we're never quiet.
Our youngest daughter, and we're both musicians, singers at heart, and we're either humming or singing or something.
Yeah.
And to us, we think it's beautiful and wonderful. And you're like, shut it already. I need some quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the quiet is how I've just been uniquely made to combat all the noise of the world. Quiet just speaks to me, which is funny. Quiet speaks, but it actually does though. Yeah. It just restores. Yeah. So these are just some examples. You can see the uniqueness in what comforts my soul and what comforts Chris's soul. Chris, let's issue a challenge to those listening. You're very good at challenging. You want to issue the challenge.
Here's a challenge. Care for your soul. Be deliberate about it. Listen to these episodes on the soul and find out more information. Understand your soul better and better so you know how to take care of it. If you think about the physical body. I need exercise. I need to eat healthy. I need to get some rest. Think about your soul in a similar way. I need to be deliberate. And you were talking about the backyard, the garden. So we did some re-landscaping in the last couple of weeks from this podcast recording. What we did, actually, it wasn't just landscaping. We were actually helping our souls. Because you get to sit back in that backyard and look at all this beautiful plants and flowers and just what we've created. And I get to look at it. If it's humid outside and hot, I get to look at it from the windows. You know?
Right. But, well, I want to circle back to your challenge. How does one care for your soul? Here's a practical thing. Just take a self-assessment of the condition of your soul. Ask yourself, what is my mind like? Is it peaceful? Is it chaotic? Is it anxious? Is it stressed? Just ask yourself that question. What is my will like? Am I being really self-disciplined, or have I thrown in the towel and it's brownies for dinner? No judgment, but just where is the will, right? And then where are your emotions? Am I feeling pretty stable, or am I a hot mess on a regular basis? Just asking these things is a great way to begin taking a self-assessment and then fight the urge to be overwhelmed, going, well, dang, everything is a hot mess. What's one thing that you could do in one of those areas? Could I sit in the backyard, or could I take a drive, or on my way to work, could I just listen to my favorite? Whatever is unique to you, what's one, just one thing, just one thing that could help improve my mind, will, and emotions, because it affects my soul, and it is my soul.
Well, this is a hangup that I tend to have in my mind about my soul. I need to plan, and that's a good thing too, to comfort my soul somehow, to improve my soul, to strengthen it. So that means I need to take off the next 2 days, or I'll do it on vacation, or I'll do it on this day. That's good. But what if I go, wait a minute, every day I have to eat. Yeah. Every day I have to move the body to keep it healthy. So what if I look at it this way? What's one simple thing I can do during my day to strengthen my soul?
Mm-hmm.
Like for you, going in the backyard, even for 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and being by yourself. Could be me listening to some really good music that resonates with me, whatever it is. So I want to get better at caring for my soul, not just in pockets of time, like an event. That's good. But it's a regular routine each day somehow.
Well, that leads us to just close with these thoughts that caring for your soul, it's actually building personal resilience. And caring for your soul is not dependent on somebody else. This is only you can care for your soul, right? There can be things that minister to your soul, but on a regular basis to build resilience for the long haul, you get to be responsible for caring for your soul. Any closing thoughts, Chris, as we wrap up today?
Well, just processing this together, it's going to help me understand my own soul better and how to better take care of it. So it's worth the time.
Yeah, caring for your soul, that concludes part two. Go back and listen to part one, where we talk about what the soul is, why it's important to care for it. And then now we gave you some a little bit of personal examples of what are some of the simple comforts you can tap into to build resilience and care for your soul. We want to just let you know that we know that this podcast is reaching people. We've gotten really positive feedback from some of you maybe who are listening. And we just like to invite you, if you want to partner with us in helping care for other people's souls, that may sound a little dramatic, but that's actually what we're doing, right? We're providing quality content that helps people develop as mentors, as people to help build healthy relationships. Go to FahrenheitMentoring.org. That's our nonprofit. There's a podcast tab. Click on that. And then there's a page where you can donate. We really would appreciate you investing into helping us transform people's lives through good quality content like this. So as always, thank you for listening today. We hope that today's talk on soul care has been helpful, that you're already generating some ideas of how you can care for your soul. Send it to a friend who needs some soul care as well. As always, thank you for listening. Real Life Mentoring Podcast.